Sarah Show.
I am.
It's the Mike O'Mara.
Ready to rumble.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We're going to talk to Bob Seska from the Huffington Post in just a second here. Let's take a call from Jim in Fredericksburg. Jim, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You have a question about Bethann McBride?
I did. I had two questions. Mm-hmm. One was her sizes don't make sense. Because the number is not based on breast size, it's based on body size.
So right. I noticed that too, but I didn't question her because, of course, she's lying.
Well, you know, Jim.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
I'm the spokesman for Bethann's breasts.
You know, we'll have to, you know, the bottom line is, Jim, we're going to get into Bethann's breasts in the next break because we have to talk some politics right now. But I don't know enough about sizes and what they should be. You're saying that it doesn't add up mathematically?
What I'm saying is for the number to go down, she'd have to lose a lot of weight.
She went from what? She said a 42 down to a 36.
Yeah, she'd have to lose like 6 inches off her rib cage.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't get mad at her, Jim, just because she's guilty. Guilty of being hot.
Yeah.
You can't spell babe without B-A.
All right, without further ado, let's get right to politics, politics, politics. Do we have any politics music? I think we should have some politics music.
Let me see what I have.
I'm not even going to pick up the line before we have
from this
politics
country
music.
Oh, okay.
Because this is like a former guy. Even though he was an intern here a million years ago, like all former interns, he's gone on to bigger and better things. I think if we're going to talk politics, we should
have some. Not all interns might go on to bigger and better things. Some of them just hang around.
Yeah, look at Matt the Pole.
I was referring to myself.
Oh, that's right. Yes, sir. Rob Spiewak on the treadmill. Still on the treadmill. Very good. Well,
not so much.
No, that's soapbox music.
Okay, I got better.
Do you have patriotic music?
I do.
It's a little sad. We want something peppier.
I wish we were like a network news.
Like that.
Huh?
All right.
That's the sound of Mike settling.
Let's go to, we're settling for that music. The big primary tonight in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we have former Don and Mike Show intern and all-around good guy, cartoonist,
animator,
columnist,
mm-hmm.
guy that is very, very funny and has been very, very successful, Mr. Robert W. Seska. Hi, Bob.
Doogie.
Hi, Bob.
Bob, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Now, the neat thing about talking to you today, Bob, is not only do you write for the Huffington Post, but you are in Pennsylvania, and it is the big election up there. You know, so much going on with this right now with Hillary and Barack. What is the mood, Bob Seska, right now in the state of Pennsylvania?
It's pulse pounding.
Pulse pounding.
In fact, they're lined up around the block at Applebee's to watch the returns come in.
Yeah, wow. Now, I have a very significant question for you right out of the box here. Will the Stanley Cup final against the Washington Capitals between the Philadelphia Flyers and the Caps, will that affect turnout in the city of Philadelphia?
I have no idea.
See, I got you with the first one.
I got you right away.
I don't know. You might as well ask Buzz that question. I have no idea.
You know, we've got some partisans on this show. I think it's no secret. Buzz and I have made a noise about the fact that we threw the old Barack Obama sticker on the car pretty early.
Early.
But I have found that over the and Rob was a huge Huckabee supporter.
I was.
But still am. I'm tired in a way of the whole thing. As a Democrat, I'm kind of saying, you know, just make the call. Somebody pick the winner here so we can be done with this thing. Not because I don't want to see the regular process take place, but the fact is I'm used to us picking our candidates a little earlier and having this all said and done.
Mike thinks it's gone on too long. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's gone on too long as well. I mean, at this point, the Obama campaign has they're going to get the nomination one way or another.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she's still the witchy woman that can perhaps create some spells and pull it out at the last minute. You think this is a foregone conclusion?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, you know, she's already behind the eight ball with money at this point. I mean, she's got no money. Now imagine if she suddenly decided to pull some strings and get some superdelegates to switch sides or get a whole block of them to come over to her side and basically overturn the pledged delegate count. And essentially what amounts to the will of the people,
right.
and then try to raise money.
You talk about the will of the people, but you talk about states like Ohio and New York and California. Very diverse states, very large states, where she has thumped him, and Barack Obama has not done well. It seems to me that it's going to go the same way in Pennsylvania. Doesn't that kind of send a message that she should hang in there and maybe this will click for her?
No, absolutely not. I mean, in fact, what's going to happen is that, you know, when it comes to the general election, whoever the Democratic nominee is going to win those states, win states like New York and California and some of the states that she has won so far. So I mean, it's not really an effective comparison to say that, oh, just because she's beaten Obama in these states means that she's, you know, she's the only one who can win in the general election. I think it's a completely different ballgame when it gets to that.
Any predictions for today's outcome in Pennsylvania?
I think Senator Clinton's going to win it. I mean,
by a little, by a lot,
by 12 points.
Wow.
Oh, okay. You think she's going to thump him?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I think, you know, there's a clear indication that, the center of the state is going to go to Hillary Clinton. The west of the state is going to go to Hillary Clinton. Right. And a lot of the undecideds are going to go to Hillary Clinton.
That is a queer thing.
I am a gay American.
You know, I look at Ohio and I look at Pennsylvania and I see similar states here. You got a lot of blue-collar mm-hmm. people. How much of this whole thing is racial? Because I feel it. I see it mm-hmm. beneath the surface, and it's just, you know, she seems to have these overwhelming leads, and then, you know, he narrows it a little bit, but she ends up winning, and, you know, I get that vibe. I mean, what he said a few weeks ago about the bitterness and they hold on to religion and guns, I didn't take that much issue with what Barack Obama said.
No, of course not. I mean, there's no reason to, because it's actually true. I mean, what they do is, historically, especially 4 years ago, what happened was is that even though there were all kinds of people affected by the economy, all kinds of people affected by the war and all of these real issues, what did the Bush campaign do? They went after those voters with, you know, gays and so forth. They played all these different sort of wedge issues against sort of what amounted to middle America, and that's what actually won it for them. And that's going to happen again. I mean, they're going to do the same thing again.
Well, I mean, do you think that, so she has no chance, but what she's doing is she's almost doing a preemptive strike right now that's going to, you know, water his campaign down a little bit when it comes to the general election.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she's doing. I mean, she's basically making what amounts to a Hail Mary pass here, a desperation move. And it's actually kind of weird and embarrassing.
And hurting the Democratic cause in the meantime, do you think?
That's absolutely right.
Now, do you live in Pennsylvania full time?
Yes, I do.
Kind of a strange state, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I don't like it here.
Why do you hate it?
Help me, guys.
What do you hate about Pennsylvania, Bob?
I don't get it. I've never understood it. I never understood the people. I've never really entirely felt welcome here.
Mm-hmm. You know, my girlfriend's from the western part of the state. She's from western Pennsylvania. And one of the things she told me about Pennsylvania, in that part of the state, on a given Friday or Saturday night, you can go out to a bar, and if there's a brawl at the bar, your odds are about 50-50 that it might be chicks.
I mean, like I said at the beginning, you know, in this area, I live in the Reading, Pennsylvania region here. You know, the Reading Railroad on the Monopoly Board.
Yeah, man.
That area. And you know, there was a line.
What
the
hell are you doing living there anyway? What are you there for?
It's the political center of the universe.
It's a long and painful story. Well, my first job out of college in was in radio, and it happened to be here.
Oh,
and I ended up just kind of sticking around by default.
Stranded.
I'll tell you this about Pennsylvania. They ask questions in a weird way in Pennsylvania. Have you ever noticed this?
No.
Are you going to the store?
Yeah, almost like that Irish way.
Yeah,
right?
It is almost Irish.
Yeah, so I guess you're going to get yourself an ice cream cone, huh?
Yeah, you like living in Reading.
Yeah, very good there. Little anger up there in Pennsylvania, Mr. Seska?
There's no anger. As long as there's a readily available Applebee's.
Alphabies.
As long as you can easily get your mini chicken ranchers, everyone's happy.
And a lot of drinking, don't you think?
Yeah, lots of drinking.
You know,
most people are drunk most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's everywhere, though, especially on this show. So you think it's going to be double digits for Hillary tonight, which means she's going to stay in the race?
Yeah, she'll stay in the race. I mean, she'll stay in the race. I think she's going to stay in the race until November, until the election day. In fact, my crazy prediction is this, that she is going to run as a sort of Lieberman-style independent.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, that she's going to
take... I have not heard anyone say that. Yeah. You think that she will be holding on to that dream of the presidency so much that she would actually launch a third-party candidacy?
Well, I mean, imagine right now. I mean, she's got almost half of
all the Democrats
with her. I have no insider information about this. This is just my speculation. So,
and what is Arianna Huffington like providing you guys with weed or something? What kind of theory is that?
That would destroy the Democratic Party.
But she doesn't care because she's not about the Democratic Party. What she's about at this point is not even winning this nomination. What she is about at this point is making sure that John McCain wins in November so she can run again in 2012 because she's 60 years old right now. She's going to be 64 in 2012. And then she'll end up being 68 years old if Obama wins and then runs for re-election, and then that's her next chance.
So you think 8 years from now. Now, hold on a second. Now, here we are. You know, I wanted some middle-of-the-road political analysis, and here we go with this incredible back-and-to-the-left conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton. You think that she is so evil that she is so self-absorbed that she wants to see John McCain knock off Barack Obama and win the presidency so that she can run against McCain in 4 years?
Yeah, well, that's what logic dictates, that that's what she's doing. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, what she's doing at this point is she has no chance of winning the nomination.
Right.
Based on the math. There's absolutely no way. She would have to win 20%. She would have to win by margins of 20% for the remaining primaries.
Right.
Which she's never going to do. That's never going to happen.
I'm curious.
So why is she going so negative? I mean, why is she, saying that she's going to, for example, this isn't even a negative thing. This is just a crazy thing. Yesterday saying that she plans to nuke Iran if they do something to Israel, which is just, no one's ever said that.
So I'm getting the impression from talking to you that you're a bit of a Barack Obama supporter?
No, I'm a supporter of.
What are you a supporter of, Bob?
I don't like the way Hillary Clinton has run her campaign, quite honestly. And I'm not, you know, it has nothing to do with Obama. It has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton personally or as a senator. It has everything to do with the way she's run her campaign, which I think a lot of people agree with me that it's been a sort of despicable, underhanded, almost Karl Rove style way to run a campaign.
So if she does succeed in getting the double digit win in Pennsylvania, she stays in the race, she goes on, and she stays all the way to the bitter end, and she succeeds. You think Barack Obama has no chance against John McCain in the fall?
Oh, he absolutely does.
Okay.
But if she goes on, if she runs as sort of a Lieberman-style independent Democrat, what will happen is that she'll end up taking away enough votes from Obama would end up winning.
But wouldn't that leave her with the reputation of such an evil woman that even if her master plan goes into effect, they won't be able to elect her in 2012?
That's always possible, but I think she's going to cross that bridge when she comes to it. I think what she is about right now is she is about herself, and she is about looking to 2012. She will still retain her Senate seat because, you know, independents just don't win general elections in America. But nevertheless, she's going to retain her Senate seat and go on in the United States Senate.
You know, I've been trying to get a feel, and if you want to get involved in this, 877-365-3636, I want to get a feeling for whether people have lost interest in, at least on the Democratic side, in this battle so far. Because I know that I'm still into it in that I will pay attention to the results. But you're talking about a guy that earlier in the season, and I watch politics as spectator sport. I was watching every primary. I was hanging on all of these elections. And now it just seems like, you know, get over it. It's almost like you've got two relatives that are fighting at a Thanksgiving dinner, and you just want them both to shut up.
That's exactly right. I mean, I have a very, very short attention span, and it is becoming intolerable.
But obviously the people of Pennsylvania, I haven't checked recently. Recently, Buzz had the news with it. Better turnout, worse turnout, more turnout, less turnout?
Oh, it's better. I mean, from what I've been seeing, it's been double the turnout from 2004. Now, I don't know what that means necessarily because 2004 didn't mean anything. Because if at that point John Kerry had had the nomination tied up on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. and George Bush was obviously the incumbent going in, so the Pennsylvania primary 4 years ago didn't mean anything. But that said, it's doubled, and the registration amongst Democrats is way up. But I do know, like, for example, this area, if it was an open primary like they do in Virginia, where you could vote either side, here Ron Paul would win easily.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just based on the
is that
yard
is that
sign,
like based on polling or your wacky Arianna Huffington conspiracy theories?
Yeah, it's based on drugs, and it's also it's based on the fact that people, by and large, here are crazy.
Okay, Bob, let's take a call here. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew in D.C. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Mike, I got to say, I'm really glad you're doing this topic today. I've got a much more likely scenario, and it might explain more why Hillary is engaging in the scorched earth tactic.
You mean my theory is crazy? How dare you?
Yeah, your theory is completely out there, Bob.
The theory is this, and that's that, that Hillary is going to push this forward with the idea that she has more of the popular vote in the Democratic primary, and that going into the convention...
But she doesn't, Andrew. Likelihood, unless she has an overwhelming victory, she will not have the popular vote, right?
Right.
She is going to have very, very close. I think she's going to come very, very close to having that popular vote, if not having it outright. And it's going to put Obama in the unenviable position of having to say that he is against individual votes count for the Democratic voters.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the one thing I am hearing consistently is that Obama will have the lead in the popular vote when all is said and done.
I think Bob's getting better drugs.
Well, if Clinton wins by 12 points tonight, she'll probably pick up a net 200,000 popular votes in Pennsylvania.
Will that make a difference, though?
No, because Obama's ahead by 700,000.
Okay,
and change.
Let's go to Ann in Rockville. Ann, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys.
Hello. How are you, Ann?
Hi. Hello there.
I'm good. You know, I totally agree with Bob. It's the same thing she did with John Kerry. I mean, she didn't really support him because she wanted to run in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do the same thing with Obama. I mean, even if she doesn't run as an independent, she's not going to be supportive and he's not going to win. And she's going to run in 2012, and that's what's going to happen. That's what I think.
All right. Well,
Ann, who would you vote for if you were a citizen?
Stop it. Ann, Rob is making fun of your delightful, lovely accent. Where are you from originally, Ann?
Originally from Nigeria.
Hot. Oh, we have
hot.
Say hi to Timmy, the Nigerian nightmare who works right upstairs. I don't know. You know, everybody's got theories about this, but the way... All the irrefutable facts of the matter are that Barack Obama has the lead in the delegates that probably can't be challenged by Hillary.
Right.
And he also has the lead in the popular vote that can't be challenged by Hillary. So she's hanging in there because she wants to get these super delegates, these party people, to come over to her side.
Party people!
Party people, baby!
I have a question for Bob.
Yes, go ahead, Rob. Rob Spiewak in the back right-hand corner.
Buzz issued a very, very bold prediction earlier in today's show.
He's bold like that, Rob.
Who do you think Barack will choose as his running mate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. He wanted to hear my crazy answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oprah.
All right.
I like it.
All right, you're officially high. I swear to God. Now I know why Buzz likes you so much. Let's go to Nathan. Nathan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sorry, that's Kirk. The phones are screwing up a little bit here. Kirk from Molesto. Joe, that is the one recurring joke that I don't get tired of. Kirk from Molesto, California. You got a question for Bob about Barack Obama?
Yeah, you know, I just want more comments than a question.
Okay.
Barack Obama, I'm a huge supporter. I believe that he comes across in a manner that appeals to people, but also he comes across in a manner that doesn't degrade them in an intelligent way. I mean, he's a very intelligent person, and people who aren't intelligent, you know, like the down southern deep fried eating.
Now hold on, Kirk. What are you doing? That you're lopping everybody into one big group.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have eaten fried chicken down south with Southerners and had a fantastic time and found them all very stimulating.
And I had a three cheese chicken penne at an Applebee's in Florida once.
What is your Applebee's problem?
What is the sponsor?
I
Jesus.
Applebee's.
I mean, there might be a sponsor on the show, right?
I love Applebee's.
My God, Bob, what did you bang a waitress that rebuffed you sometime? Is that what happened? What happened at Applebee's?
I've lived in Pennsylvania for 10 years. Sorry.
The official restaurant of Pennsylvania.
Is there any chance, I mean, that... now, where is the... I mean, the Huffington Post, obviously, it's a website. Where is it based out of? Isn't it based out of D.C.?
I think there's a D.C. office. It's Los Angeles and New York. Also, primarily Los Angeles.
Beth Ann just handed me... The Huffington Post is based out of... Alexandria, the Applebee's, and Alexandria. Let's go to Chad. I love that name.
Chadwick.
Chad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's it going?
How you doing, Chad?
Good. Hey, I was wondering, you guys probably have no idea because you're not redneck enough. All three candidates were on WWE last night.
Yeah, they were on SmackDown, right?
Raw is the name of the show.
I'm terribly sorry. Mike. There I was trying to pretend that I actually watched
it. But as we reported on this show yesterday afternoon, it's part of WWE's SmackDown Your Vote campaign.
Yeah, you see, had it right.
So we know.
When we visit the audio vault, we have all of those tapes.
Chad, did you get a chance to see the candidates on WWE?
I did, and I thought it was the most ridiculous thing. They were all obviously reading from a script.
Right.
And I just... with the whole Hillary Clinton thing, trying to lay the, like, I think sure thing was the laying the SmackDown or something like that.
So, okay. Chad, who are you going to vote for with no candidate being a wrestling fan?
I don't know. Maybe Stone Cold ran.
All right. I like the part where Hillary took a bite out of the turnbuckle. just like George the Animal Steel. I enjoyed that part.
There was one good line from the three of them. Is that I want you to smell what Barack is cooking. He actually said it.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. That is good.
Okay, got time for a couple more calls for us and Bob Seska from the Huffington Post. Chris from is this a real town, mm-hmm. Bob? Oil City, Pennsylvania. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? Oil City, Pennsylvania, home of the oil industry.
Wow. I don't
see the connection.
how are you ones?
I thought the oil industry was like down in Texas.
Well, maybe this guy could lower the prices.
Chris, are you making a lot of oil? Are you doing a lot of refining? Are you making oil?
Fired up a vat of it.
Are you making oil? Mike's chest cold just got the best of him. Yes, come to Oil City where they make the oil. Chris, you have a question for Bob Seska from the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I got a question. Do you think Obama should have like a Mexican American vice president for insurance?
Mexican American
for insurance?
And get a C in Spanish.
Like an insurance salesman. No, I mean, I think Richardson might be a good vice presidential running mate.
I mean insurance,
so no one shoots them.
Oh God! There we go. That's the kind of question that comes from Oil City, Pennsylvania.
Does Tim Russert deal with this?
Never. He doesn't have to deal with this.
Tim Russert shouldn't take live calls.
He doesn't take live calls. Let's go to Chad again in Philly. I think I dumped him before. Chad from Philadelphia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. I'm loving your new show. I think it's excellent.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
First of all, you can start broadcasting it up here. It'll be really cool. And second of all,
about Chad.
It's all about Chad in Philly.
Well, you know what? I'm all about Barack because, first of all, he's a smoker.
Yep.
And second of all, I don't want to see Hillary Clinton in them Star Trek pantsuits for four more years.
That's reason enough.
Thank you for the call, Chad. And let's go rock the red. The Flyers caps tonight. Got to mention that. Yeah, Buzz.
I was just going to ask Bob if the dream tickets turned into a nightmare. Is there no hope at all of having Barack and Clinton on the same ticket?
I don't know why they would ever want to do that at this point. I'm fairly certain that they hate each other, and it would be transparently in order to get the other's vote.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Two more quick calls, then we do have to take a break. Let's go to Rob in Rochester. Rob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Just great. What can we do for you, Rob?
Really quick question. With Obama having such a big lead, what is the sense of Hillary even? Why hasn't she conceded by now?
Bob, are you going to take that question from our caller?
Because they don't quit. I mean, it's not about the party. It's not about even the nomination at this point. It's all about her. It's all about projecting into 2012 or 2016. I mean, that's entirely.
If
she had any intention whatsoever of running sort of a Huckabee kind of second run campain, she would be doing that. But
and everybody knows
she's getting really ugly on Obama with all this. Fear-mongering and, 3 a.m. commercials and so forth.
And everybody knows, Bob, that you know, Hillary doesn't quit because she watches Body by Jake. And his motto is, don't quit.
That, is that who did that body?
Yes, body. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, well, that explains it.
You get her out of those pantsuits, Rob, she is ripped.
Who wins in a fight, her or Madeleine Albright?
Boy, you know what? Madeleine Albright, a little long in the tooth. I think you got to get the nod.
She is so strong.
Oh,
scrappy.
She's strong and she's boxed.
She is a hot box.
Final call during this segment. Let's talk to George in Kansas. George, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, since Buzz left and my parents passed away, I'm one of five Democrats left in Kansas. you know, we get together quite often, and basically, whether it's Hillary or Barack, we're going to vote for him.
Right.
So, you know, is that going to cause a problem if it goes clear to the convention?
I'm sorry.
That was your typical Kansas call.
We had a Kansan
there.
On the phone.
Yes, yes. But you were going to say something, Buzz.
I was just going to say, I think Bob's question was, or the question to Bob rather, was, won't the Democratic Party get the support it needs for whoever the nominee may be?
That's right.
Hold on, Bob. Hold on. I have a question for Buzz. Uh-huh. Buzz, will you ever try to interpret another Kansas call?
No. As you can see, it's not easy.
It is not easy. Bob, let's wrap this up. You think we're going to have a 12-point Hillary win tonight, and she's going to stay in it till the bitter end. That's what your theory is?
Well, I think there's a more important number here, and that is how many times Keith Olbermann has to empty Chris Matthews' drool cup.
Oh, there we go. Bob Seska. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Look for you on the Huffington Post. That's Bob Seska.
Keep in touch.
Used to be Buzz's intern, and look at him now.
Yeah.
He's talking politics with those wacky conspiracy theories.
Better than I am.
The Rob Report and our audio vault coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.